And I'd like to ask you to do the unthinkable. I'd like you to concentrate on yourself. And try to remind yourself that the part of you that loves you is always trying to remove the fear, the worry, the anxiety, the guilt. There's a part of you that is so powerful. There's a part of you that is unlimited. There's a part of you that is unbelievably juicy. And innocent. There's a part of you that's loving and a part of you that's lovable. There's a part of you that is delicious. There's a part of you that is overflowing with peace. There's a part of you that's not afraid of anything. There's a part of you that attracts unlimited abundance, 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 and prosperity. There's a part of you that is so magnetic that it can draw to you the absolutely perfect relationship. There's a part of you that is pure. There's a part of you that is sinless, 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 guiltless, not guilty. There's a part of you that's guiltless, sinless, loving, unlimited, free. There's a part of you that is free. There's a part of you that is free. There's a part of you that is free. There's a part of you. There's a part of you that is eternal. There's a part of you that never dies. There's a part of you that never lies. There's a part of you that is full of passion. There's a part of you that is alive. There's a part of you that is nothing but life. There's a part of you that's totally and completely safe. There's a part of you that cannot be hurt. There's a part of you that is totally creative. There's a part of you that thinks. There's a part of you that is the epitome of health. There's a part of you that is the epitome of wealth. There's a part of you that is spirit. There's a part of you that is joyful. There's a part of you that extends love always, all the time, no matter what. There's a part of you that is creative, that never stops creating, even when you are asleep. There's a part of you that always, 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 always forgives. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for this time. I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for my friends. I'm grateful that I have a place to live. I'm grateful that I have had a nice meal. I'm grateful. We want to release the past. We want to let go of the past now. We're ready for a new beginning. We're ready for a new life. We're ready for a new joy. We're ready for a brand new beginning. So there's a lesson in the course. It goes something like this. The past is over. It can touch me not. The past is over. It can touch me not. My past is over. It can touch me not. My past is over. It can touch me not. Now, those who don't mind saying it with me, I'd like to ask you to say it with me. And those who just want to listen, please just feel free to listen. My past is over. It can touch me not. My past is over. It can touch me not. My past is over. It can touch me not. My past is over. It can touch me not. My past is over. It can touch me not. Now take a breath. Loving and you are lovable. You are loved even when you don't know it. You are loved even when you are hating yourself. You are loved even when you feel guilty. You are loved even when you're angry and even when you attack. You are loved when you are afraid and even when you're worried and forgotten who you are. Touch me not. My past. it can touch me not. Okay, light people. Let there be light. You know how when you turn the light on, that we'll have a tendency at first to react to the light as if it's hurting us? That's exactly what the Course says we do with the truth. So that's exactly what happens. And then it takes a while for you to get adjusted, right? And then all of a sudden you're glad you have the light. Because it's a lot easier moving around this room with the light on. But when the light was first turned on, everybody went, ugh. Because our eyes had become accustomed to the darkness. And the Course defines darkness as fear. So the book is saying, we're so used to being afraid that when love shows up, we react to it as if it's painful at first. And that's why it says we run toward that which we fear and embrace it, and then we run away from love, but we go toward fear. So I'm going to continue. If you're here for the first time, thanks for coming. If it's not the first time, thanks for coming. And there's a message for you tonight if you're open to it. So it's not about whether or not I'm saying is correct. It has nothing to do with whether or not you agree with anything that I say tonight. Forget that. What you're doing is you're looking for an answer, and you're opening yourself up to maybe hearing another way to look at something that you're using to keep yourself from being happy. So there's a message for you tonight if you're open to it. So listen for the message, and I know it becomes kind of tough to do this, but because I have to work on it all the time. You're not being asked to judge me. You know what I'm saying? You're not being asked to sit here and judge me, whether what I say is true or you like me or anything like that. Okay? There's a message for you. And tonight, I'm covering a cold-blooded section. I'm warning you right now. It's not for the faint of heart. It's on page 348. So that simply means just accept whatever you want to. Whatever you don't want to accept, that's fine. That's great. Okay? Because you don't need to be somewhere else, so somebody's trying to convert you. Make sure you believe what they believe. All I know is I want love in my life. I want peace in my life. Peace in my life. I want safety in my life. I want people in my life that I can trust, who trust me, that I can be open with, that I feel safe with. And so I decided that the best way to have that kind of person in my life is to be that kind of person myself. The Course says you have to be it to have it. And I used to do it the other way around. I thought I'd be it after I had it. You know, you give me the love, then I'll give you the love. You know, I'm going to do everything after somebody else does it first. And yet I wonder why I don't show up. That's deep. There's a line in the Course that says, when someone walks up to you and asks you for something, that you should listen very carefully to them. Because the answer you give to them is what's going to come to you. And that if you were to think about that every time you got ready to respond to somebody, you'd have an entirely different conversation with people. If I knew that every time I said something to you, that was what I was asking for, I'd have a different conversation with everybody. So remember that. Everything you say to somebody else is what you're asking for. Kind of gives you some insight into what you're asking for, right? It's kind of scary, too, isn't it? You know, because sometimes I think less than loving thoughts. Don't tell anybody, though. That's just between me and you, right?
So if you don't say them, are you still asking for it? If you just think them?
If you're thinking that you're asking for it, but if you're saying that you're really asking for it.
Do it. Really, really asking for it.
I'm going to start with paragraph 2. The special relationship takes vengeance on the past. I'm a former relationship with you so that I can remove the suffering that I went through in the past with somebody else. I'm a form of relationship with you so I can remove the suffering that I went through with somebody else before you. So what I'm doing is I'm going to overlook the present, right? Because I'm totally preoccupied with the past. And so the truth is I'm totally committed to the past. The present, I'm not really into that much. But I'm totally committed to the past. So I'm a form of relationship with you so that I can take vengeance on the past. I'm going to remove the suffering that I went through in the past with you, because you got to make up for what I went through in the past. So since I'm focusing on the past, I'm overlooking right now. So really, I'm in relationships where I'm dedicated to the past. There is no special relationship that's experienced in the present. Any special relationship has shades of the past enveloping it. Any special relationship has the past making it what it is. Because everybody's dealing in their relationships based on what they went through in the past and what they've experienced in the past. And so the Course in Miracles says, then your relationship is not being experienced in the present. It's not clean. It's not new. It's totally tainted with whatever it is you think was done to you and I think was done to me in the past that this person that I'm with now or around now is going to make up for. And this is not just lovers. This is even friends. This is anybody I'm in a relationship with. I'm going to try to make sure, I call it improving. It goes by the code name, I'm about to improve my relationship. So how do I improve my relationship? By constantly comparing it to the ones that I had before this one. So I'm not really in a relationship with the person that I'm with. What? I'm in a relationship with all the people before them. So really, I'm committed to the people I used to be with because they're the ones who are determining everything I'm doing with you. And I'm totally overlooking you. And you're not any of them. The Course says we see it as wisdom to judge everything based on the past. And that's how we come to our conclusions. And the Course said that's totally delusional because you never met me before. So you really have to judge me based on now, with who you're dealing with right now, not the person you dealt with before me, because I'm not the person you dealt with before me. So if you're dealing with me like I was everybody that came before you, you're totally and completely delusional, because I'm not Jack Jones. I'm Earl Purdy. I'm not the guy that stood you up last week. I've never gone out with you before. I'm not the guy that lied to you just because I'm a guy. You ever been out with somebody and they was assessing you? You can just feel it. You know, you've been assessed. I always think about how a person that's assessing me based on people that they've known before me is delusional. So that's a red flag right there. That's letting you know that you're getting ready to enter a relationship with somebody who has not forgiven the past. So they bring in baggage right into the relationship from the very beginning because they're so afraid they won't just let you reveal yourself for who you really are without their judgment. Do you know that a person that's totally focused on the past when they enter a relationship, the Course says that the present doesn't even have any, the relationship doesn't even have any meaning in the present. And so if your relationship doesn't mean anything now, it can't have any real meaning at all. So I can't really say this relationship used to have meaning because if this relationship doesn't mean something now, it doesn't have any meaning at all. So any relationship that I'm in that doesn't mean something to me now, it doesn't mean anything at all. The fact that it meant something 2 weeks ago or 2 years ago doesn't mean anything. The only thing that matters is what you feel now, what you believe now. And the only place your power is located is right now. If there's going to be any time that we change anything, any kind of way, it's going to be right here, right now. Like if I'm coming here and I'm learning how to reach out, then I have to overcome my shyness. I have to overcome my self-consciousness. Every time I sit down, when I sit down, I have to breathe and remind myself that I'm safe and it's okay for me to express myself and go through my fear, and I go through my fear every time I do a class before I start. And I have to remind myself that this is a new time, this is a new day, and most of all, this is an opportunity for me to reach out and to love some more parts of myself and to be what I want to have. Because I used to come to stuff like this and think about being a better loving person. And I'd overlook the fact that it's all these people sitting around me that's giving me an opportunity to actually reach out or to actually be more friendly or to actually smile or to actually act like somebody else beside me exists. Isn't that deep? We're sitting up in a room full of opportunities to be the new people that we say we want to be with people who want the same thing we want and don't take any advantage of that opportunity in most cases. So I want to take advantage of that. I want to take advantage of that by saying, you know, hey, I'm glad to be here with you all. I feel good being here with you all. You are awesome. You're awesome. Feels good to be here with you. I'm grateful to be here with you. And I want to overcome my fear and I want to learn how to be who I am more and let my authentic self come out. That's what I want to do. I want to let more Earl, the real Earl, come out and not his representative, which is what usually meets with us, is each other's representative. And then the representative tells us whether or not it's okay for us to let us come out. So remember, when you go out with somebody, you're really just going out with their representative. Don't believe none you hear. I'd rather believe all of it, because the court says that the people around you will give you the truth if you really focus on the truth in them. And if you're not focusing on the truth in them, then you're not going to get the truth out of them. So you'll say you're being lied to, but you don't realize you're being lied to because you refuse to believe in the truth in them to begin with. So they're just giving you back what you believe about them anyway. Hmm. You mean somebody lied to me, I want to be lied to? Exactly. Deep. Is that deep? That's deep, man. That's really deep. Now, how can you change the past except in fantasy? And he says, who can give you what you think the past deprived you of? The past is nothing. Stop seeking to lay the blame for deprivation on your past. Stop saying that the reason why you don't have whatever it is you want right now is because of something that happened in your past. The book is saying, hey, y'all, stop blaming whatever you think is missing in your life right now in the past. You're not the way you are this way now because of the way your mama was and your daddy was and the way you were brought up. Nothing about your past is the reason why you don't have anything that you want right now. I'm just repeating what it's saying because I need to hear these thoughts. Do not seek to lay the blame for deprivation on the past. It's really funny. Why can't I seek to blame the deprivation that I'm going through on the past? Because the past is gone. So if I'm lacking something right now, then the cause of me lacking something right now must be right now. It couldn't be the past because the past isn't here. So if there's anything missing in your life, in my life, it's not missing because of the past. It's missing because of something you're telling yourself right now. Because it could only be right now that I can even tell myself that I'm the way I am because of the way my mama treated me. I have to tell myself that when? Right now. Because the way my mama treated me is gone. The only thing that's left is me telling myself stuff that makes me feel bad right now. So it's really not my mama's fault the reason I'm feeling bad right now. I'm feeling right now because of what I'm telling myself right now. So if there's anything lacking in my life, it's because of what I'm giving myself right now. My daddy might not have given me a bicycle when I was 9, but if I don't have one right now, it's not my daddy's fault. So we got to get off that blaming everybody from the past about the reason why we don't have something right. If my daddy had to drop me on the head, I'd have a lover right now. You know, we got to let that go. we got to let it go, y'all. Okay? Y'all need help. Mm-hmm. I need help. I am delusional. I'm thinking about the past or the future, the past or the future, the past or the future, the past or the future. The course calls the past gone, I'm from the south, gone. And calls the future not yet. The past is gone, the future is not yet. The past is gone, the future is not yet. So he says the past is over, the future is not yet. So I'm thinking about the over all the time. I'm thinking about the gone all the time. I'm thinking about the over all the time. I'm thinking about the gone all the time. I'm thinking about the not yet and I'm thinking about the over. I'm thinking about the not. What's going on? I'm just thinking about the not yet, and I'm thinking about the gone. What? I'm thinking about the not yet, and I'm thinking about the gone. Really? Yeah, I do it all day long. I think about what's gone. I think about what's not yet. Right? So actually, my mind is blank. Because I'm constantly thinking about stuff that doesn't exist. So, in a sense, you already have that Zen state of mind. Which they said is a blank mind state. The Course says, well, you jokers are always in a blank mind state. Because you're thinking about what's over and you're thinking about what's not yet. But if I'm thinking about what's over and I'm thinking about what's not yet, then that explains completely why I'm not manifesting. I'm not manifesting because I'm not thinking about nothing. Hello? Yeah. I'm not manifesting because I'm not thinking about nothing. What do you mean I'm not thinking about nothing? I'm thinking about the money I'm going to have in the not yet. And I'm thinking about the money I had in the gone. I want to be rich in the not yet. Check it out. I want to be rich in the not yet. I want to have love in the not yet. See, I'm asking for it, but I'm saying not yet. So every time I ask for something and project it to the future, I'm saying, I want it not yet. I need it not yet. Give it to me not yet. I'm looking forward to it not yet. I'm affirming for it not yet. And then we wonder why it's not here.
Not yet.
Not yet. See, the Course in Miracles makes you sick because it makes so much sense. But it's like it's total common sense. But I go, why didn't I think of that? Isn't that the truth? I mean, that is so freaking true. I'm always thinking about it right now. I bet you a bunch of us sitting up here right now thinking about what you're going to be doing after you leave here. Or what you were doing before you came. Because our power is in the now. Our power. If I'm ever going to love somebody, I'm going to have to do it now. If I'm ever going to give myself joy, I'm going to have to do it now. If I'm ever going to give myself peace, I have to do it now. Because now is the only place where you can reach everybody. If I'm going to call somebody on the phone, I can't call them in the not yet. I have to call them and talk to them right now. And if I don't reach them in the present, then I contact the past, right? Because in most cases, they got voicemail. And the voicemail is giving you a voice that was recorded when? In the past. So if you don't actually deal with the person, if you're not actually connecting in the now, even at a literal physical level, you're only dealing with the past. You listen to the voice of somebody that's not even there that said something weeks and months ago. That's deep. That's deep. So the main point the Spirit is trying to get across to us in this moment is, where's our power? Now, what's the other thing that we got that was really that was a trip? Okay, if I don't love myself, then I'm going to also form a relationship that punishes me to take vengeance on the past. Because sometimes the vengeance that I want to take is vengeance on myself. So if I don't love myself, if I hate myself, then I'm going to form relationships that take vengeance on me. So I will unerringly choose the wrong person all the time. As a matter of fact, it got to the point that my ability to choose a partner got so bad in the past. It got so bad that if I was attracted to somebody, I'd go the other way. That's how I know that it's the wrong person. How did I know it was the wrong person? Because I was attracted to him. So if I was attracted to you, I knew you were the wrong person. That was my surefire test that you were wrong for me. Why? Because I'm being turned on by you. And I always choose the wrong people. My track record shows that. And here I am attracted again. But isn't that amazing, though, how those of us who choose wrong over and over again trust our intuition the next time? Yes, and well, this is it. But it feels just like it did the last time I made a mistake. Yeah, it feels just like, right. And so I'm so addicted to that feeling, I'm so addicted to that fear, that I go ahead and make the move anyway, because the truth is, I don't believe I deserve somebody in my life that really loves me anyway. Would you like to never meet another person that would hurt you in any way? Yes. Be so loving, you're like a drama person repellent. That's the truth. If you're a truly loving person, you will repel people who would hurt you and people who can't love. They will not be the least bit attracted to you at all. People who need conflict all the time because they don't love themselves and they just like to keep crap going so they know they are alive. Because that's the only way they know they're alive is through the conflict they go through. Besides that, there would be nothing happening. Right? Those people need people who are going to keep them in fear. And someone who's peaceful will repel them every time. So you don't have to be defensive in your life simply because you'll be surrounded by people that you're safe with. Your aura will be radiating so much love and so much peace that you wouldn't even attract violence to yourself. You wouldn't even attract attack. You could go down the deepest, darkest alley in Capitol Hill and not be attacked if you were truly radiating love. You just wouldn't attract somebody to mug you if you were really radiating peace. But the Course says that's not the same as calling myself a peaceful person but being afraid of being attacked. The Course says that that's still an attack thought. The thought of being attacked, it says, is just as much an attack thought as the thought of attacking. That's why it looks like nice people get attacked. Because the nice people are afraid of being attacked. So they're giving just as much energy to the idea of attack as the person is going out mugging people. I'm a nice person who's afraid of being attacked. This is going to get deeper. It's going to get deeper. But I think everybody kind of got that about the past and the future thing. Didn't that make sense, though?
Yeah.
Didn't that make a lot of sense?
Yeah.
Of course I'm not manifesting. I'm in the not yet and the gone. I want to be rich in the not yet. Now, I want to recognize my prosperity and abundance and wealth and love in my life. When? Now. I used to say, you know, when do spiritual cats want it? Meow. Think about that. Meow. You know, it's right there between those two sentences right there. That's right, right. But I'm always reading right between the lines.
That's what
I'm, that's the best part. It's so unlimited between the lines. Now this is a classic Course in Miracles sentence. You cannot really not let go what has already gone. There's no way you can't not let go what's already gone. So we are being asked to do the easiest thing that we could possibly be asked to do. We're being asked to let go of what's already gone. We go into a class to learn how to let go of what's already gone. That's funny when you think about it. I'm trying to let go of my girlfriend, but your girlfriend already gone. How can you not succeed? You know? All right, I finally succeeded at something.
Yeah.
Like, all right. All right. And that's something, though, how we're fighting so hard to let go of stuff that's already gone. You know, I'm trying to let go of my childhood.
You made it, too.
You succeeded. You know, the Course says that we don't know it, but we're totally innocent and totally insane. And it says the only mistake that you make in the world, the only mistake you make in the world is to underestimate how insane it is. It's crazier than we can imagine. It's so far beyond more insane than we could imagine. The worst thing I could do is underestimate the insanity of a person who thinks they're different and separate from me. Who actually think they can hurt me and is not hurting themselves. The most frightening person walking the street is somebody that really thinks they're separate. And you know what makes us think we're separate, right? Our bodies. It's our bodies. Without our bodies, we wouldn't have any sense of being separate from each other. Right? So we focus our attention on the bodies in order to forget that we're one. We also focus our attention on the bodies to keep us from communicating with each other. I'm so busy focusing on your body, I ain't got nothing to say. I was about to say something and I'm speechless. Because now I want your communication device. All I want is your communication device. That's all I want, is your communication device. I'm not that interested in you. Don't you say too much. I just want your device. Y'all know what I'm saying? Anybody been in love with a device? Anybody get upset because nobody's messing with your device?
And we just got certain knobs we want some people to turn, don't we? And that's have to be a very special person. I only let special people touch my body that doesn't exist. The Course in Miracles says you only remember your body, that your body is never in the present moment. That you're always either remembering your body or you're anticipating your body. That's true too. Think about it. When you focus on your body, aren't you always anticipating something about it? Or when you focus on your body, aren't you always remembering something about it? Well, the body then is just like the past. Your body doesn't exist either, except in your own mind. And sometimes you want people to touch it just to make sure it's there. Provided they're the right person. Other than that, they're going to jail, right? Some parts of me can touch me. Other parts of me, you're going straight to jail. Because I'm picking and choosing the different parts of myself to decide which parts of myself I'm going to love and which parts of myself I'm going to hate. That's deep. And if I love this part of me, while I'm loving that part of me, then I'm unfaithful and no good. So if I love my hand, I better not go out with my toe. If I love my head, I better make sure I really don't give my feet no attention, or if I'm being unfaithful to my head. And that's how we pick and choose among our own self. Now, which part of myself am I going to choose out of all these parts of myself? Well, I think I'll choose the one who can best make up for everything nobody else ever did before them. So I'm going to choose the person who's most likely to fulfill my wounded self-esteem. I'm going to look for the person who's going to really make me feel special above all others. That's what I'm looking for. And that person is going to get all my attention to the exclusion of every other part of myself. Is that the way we play it? Absolutely. Absolutely. And when you talk like what I'm talking, it's dangerous. It's dangerous to talk about what I'm talking about right now. Because I'm trying to course it. Now you're going too far. Because there's nothing on earth the Course says means more to us than being special. Being seen as more than everybody else in some way. Being treated better than everybody else in some way. Being singled out more than anybody else for some way. The Course says that is our God. And if that's the one thing everybody's looking for who doesn't know the truth, they're looking to be treated better than or less than, but they want to be special. And it's through that specialness that they feel that they are loved. So we think specialness is love. And we form relationships based on something that doesn't exist anymore. So let's admit right now that if we don't have relationships that totally fulfill us, that there's something we're telling ourselves right now or expressing right now and not our past that's creating that, so we can now start to track to us what we really want. Is anybody in here open to that? Anybody here open to admitting that there is nothing from your past in this moment? Okay, let's do a quick pass test. Okay? All right. This is the way the pass test go. Doug. Yeah. I like everybody. Could you mind if everybody looked at your body for just a second?
Sure.
Pull it close. Okay, now looking at Doug. Okay, if I hadn't told you his name was Doug, you wouldn't even know that, right? Okay, how many of you see Doug's past?
Depends if they're looking at my stomach. Dinner tonight.
Mm-hmm. How many of you see Doug's past? Anybody? Okay. Not, isn't that interesting? There's not one single person in this room that sees his past. Out of all of us, somebody would see his past. So what does that show us? Doug's past isn't here. Because all of us would see it if it was. So where is Doug's past? In Doug's mind. So remember that whatever Doug is experiencing in his life right now, we are here to tell him that there's nothing from his past that's doing anything because we can't even see it. And so Doug, that means right now, brother, you are free to express yourself the way you want to express yourself right now without us having any preconceived notions of how you should be acting. So however you act with us is going to seem like it's naturally you. So you're really in a moment that you could express yourself freely without being judged by your past. What stops me from doing it? What I experienced in the past that makes me afraid to express myself right now. So the only thing that's stopping you from being as free as you could possibly be, presenting the kind of image you always want to present, would be what you're telling yourself right now. But in this moment, you have the power to freak all of us out in a pleasant way. You can just be good. That's deep, man. That is deep. So I invite everybody in my life to please be who you are now every time you're with me.
Cool.
That way I'll stay really enchanted with you, because you'll always be expressing something that I've never seen before if I take the limits off of you. I can only become bored with you when I limit you, because when I limit you, you got to act within a certain perimeter. And in that certain perimeter, after a while, you're going to start repeating yourself because you can't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And then I get bored, and then I want to move on. But the truth is, the only reason why I was bored with you and you were bored with me is because neither one of us trusted our love enough to let each other express ourselves freely. We're such control freaks, we won't let each other go outside of a certain circle or boundary that we make up. And then I say, I'm bored with you, but you can't do nothing now. I said, what I want you to do, but I'm bored with you. Woo! Lord have mercy. This is deep, man. I hope you all just absolutely just take your freedom and run with it. I want you to just take your freedom and run with it. That's what I'm encouraging you to do. I'm a renegade. I want you to take your own freedom and run with it and express it. Scare yourself with how cool you are. The only reason why you're struggling is because you're not being yourself. The only reason why you're struggling is because you're not being yourself. The only reason why you're struggling is because you're not being yourself. The only reason why you're struggling is because you're not being yourself. The only reason why you're struggling in any area that you're struggling is because you're not being your natural self. If you were being your natural self, everything would be taken care of automatically. If you were being your real self, everything would be taken care of automatically. So if you're struggling, you're just not being true to yourself, but that doesn't mean you're bad, but you're just not being true to yourself. But you're not bad, you're just not being true to yourself. You're trying to be true to somebody else. You're trying to be something you're not. You're not being true to yourself if you're struggling. You're not being true to yourself if you're struggling. You're not being true to yourself if you're struggling. If you're in a relationship that you're struggling in, then that's a relationship that you're not, you're being your natural self. It's not your natural relationship. It's not your natural environment. In your natural environment, you thrive. Well, who am I? If I'm struggling because I'm not being myself, who am I? That's a great question. What am I? Okay, I can't tell you what you are, but I can tell you what you're not. You're not anything you think you are. That's deep, isn't it? Because it's who you think you are that's creating the self that's struggling. Who you think you are is creating the self that is struggling. Who you think you are is creating the self that you're struggling. So the way you get past that self is to start saying, that ain't me. I'm not the one that's jealous. I'm not the one that's insecure. I'm not the one that's angry. I'm not the one that's broke. I'm not the one that's lacking. That is just an idea of myself that I made up, that I believe in so much that I am producing a life that reflects that idea. I am not that idea. I just had that idea, and now I'm identifying with the idea I had. You're living the life that you thought up for yourself out of the beliefs and everything you've learned. In the Course of Miracles is saying, what if what you learned is wrong? Great question, isn't it? So I'm here right now to admit that I must have learned a lot of wrong things in the past, because there are some areas of my life that I caused myself pain and struggle. And I'm willing to admit it so that it can be released. I'm willing to admit that I have some erroneous learnings and some erroneous thoughts. I admit it. I have some thoughts that are not correct. Is anybody else that's willing to admit it?
Absolutely.
Let's do it out loud. I have some thoughts that are not correct. Damn it. Okay, you got to put the damn it on, right? I have some thoughts that are not correct. Damn it. Woo! Did that feel good to say damn it in church? All right. So, since the floor didn't explode and we went down to a fiery hell, we can pretty much gather that we must be okay. This is D. Any questions, any comments about anything that's been said? That's a miracle. That's a miracle. It's hard to argue with the truth, isn't it? It's very hard. You know what I'm saying? That's how you know it's the truth. It's like, wait a minute, if I am thinking about the past and the future and I'm not really focusing on right now, my mind really is blank because I'm really not thinking about anything that's real. No wonder I'm not manifesting. No wonder I'm having the same experience in every relationship that I'm in. Heck, I'm dealing with everybody I'm with as if they were the person that I was with before. And so I'm getting the same thing. I've never really been in a relationship with anybody. Isn't that deep? Yeah.
Okay, when you said that if you're fully loving, then you will only attract people who are fully loving, that people who are unloving will be unattracted to you. So when I decide that it's okay to let those people go, I feel unloving. How do you not see that?
Well, if you decide to let people go that are not loving to you, the part of yourself that believes that you deserve to be mistreated feels unloving. So the part of you that feels unloving is the part of you that believes you deserve to suffer. And the part of you that believes you deserve to suffer is going to tell you to feel unloving so that you'll invite the people that make you miserable back into your life so that you can say you're trying to love them. So you spend all your time trying to like people you really don't like, which is what most people call spiritual growth. Right? Isn't that what the average person calls spiritual growth? I'm going to do everything I don't like, I'm going to see if I can't like it. Right? And the Course in Miracles is saying, well, it's a lot more easier to attract love and to be loving if you're around that which you love. Then you have so much love that your love even overflows around those who it seems like you wouldn't love. Because you're just loving. You know what I'm saying? Like the sun isn't choosing who to shine on. But once I allow myself to totally be loved, I'm just going to be loving whoever I'm around. But I'm especially joined with those who are loving like myself. Because those who are loving like myself, we're going to increase our love together. And we're going to become even more magnetic to even more love, and we're going to end up partying like a big dog. You know what I'm saying? And healing the world. You know, that's what I want to do. I want to be an example of the fact that it's possible to be happy and loving right here, right now. That's what my job is. That's what your job is. So what we did tonight was we started to realize that there's no reason for us to feel deprived at all, because whatever's making us feel deprived is of the past, and the past is gone. Now we know that if we feel deprived, it's because of something we're telling ourselves right now. Well, since I'm the one that's telling myself that, doggone it, I can just stop. What a radical concept. But my mind is in such a habit of telling myself that I need to make sure that I'm around other people who will remind me of the truth even when I forget it, so that I'll get this new quality of mind strengthened, because the way you strengthen an idea is to share it, and the more who share an idea, the stronger it becomes. Right? Think about that again. If there's a thought in you that's weak that you want to be stronger, like I deserve love, I deserve peace, I deserve prosperity, I deserve happiness, then I need to strengthen that thought. Well, how can I do calisthenics for thoughts? Well, calisthenics for thoughts means I've got to share that thought with everybody around me. You deserve prosperity, you deserve prosperity, you deserve love, you deserve, see, I'm sharing it, you deserve 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 it. Now, what's cool about an idea? Well, what's cool about an idea is that it's the one thing that you can give away and still keep. I gave you the idea that you were loving, but I still got the idea that I'm loving too, but yet the idea has increased. And whatever is real, when you share it, you don't lose it, you just increase it. The only way you can lose something is that it never was real in the first place, because you can never lose a love that's real. So if you're pining away over some love that you thought was real that you lost, you can't lose it if it's love. So you're really pining away about something that isn't real. If he's not loving you now, and she's not loving you now, and it's not loving you now, it's not loving you at all, I'm sorry. I just can't get full off of last week's dinner. I know I should be, but I need the proof. You know what I'm saying? It's like going to a restaurant and paying a bill for a meal you ate 6 months ago. You know, it's like, that's just not going to fly. You know what I'm saying? So what we want is not the love of the past. We want the love of the now. And we can give each other that love, and we can give ourselves that love right now. And I'm going to give it to you right now by not demanding anything of you. That's why love is hard for people. Because the way we do love, it requires you to do so much stuff that you don't want to do, that don't nobody want to love nobody. And they certainly don't want to love more than one person. Then you got this, it's hard enough trying to deal with one of them with all the demands and expectations that seem like it's made on you by somebody you love. So why would I want to love all of you? So it makes perfect sense that we don't want to give up the love, because love is associated with sacrifice and doing a bunch of stuff. I mean, as soon as somebody says they love you, they start trying to change the very thing that attracted them to you in the first place. Right? Because they don't want nobody else to want you. You know what I'm saying? Think about it just for a second. Think about it just for a second. Y'all know that's real. Y'all know that's real. You know, if somebody loves you, there is nothing that they take more joy in than your joy. They would be the last ones to try to take your joy away from you. And so the Course in Miracles says what it's trying to do is trying to teach us how to tell the difference between what's love and what's fear, what's true and what's false. It says that the once we know how to tell the difference between what's true and what's false, we'll make the right choice on our own. But right now, we don't know how to tell the difference between love and fear. So we're attracted to fear and we repel from love. And if somebody gives us love, we don't recognize it. We'll even say they don't care about us because they're giving us the freedom to do what we want to do and not trying to control us. So we're so crazy, we go, you must not love me, because you're not trying to control what I do. See, that's insane. That's totally and completely crazy. But that is what goes for love in this world. So when we first get introduced to love, we turn our head from it like we did the light when it was first turned on. What do you mean giving freedom, receiving freedom, letting that other person do and be what they want to do? See what I'm saying? What do you mean letting them be? They might get out of control. They might go do something with somebody else. They might go meet me. They might stay out all night. You know what I'm saying? So I see love as control, because if I can control you, then I can feel safe because I know what you're going to do. And while I'm squeezing the life out the relationship, I'll be saying I feel safe. And when I'm through wringing your butt dry, and every drop of sweatness I can get, then I say, I'm bored and I'm disillusioned with you and I'm going to get somebody else. That's deep, man. Yeah.
Something that goes back a few weeks ago, you were talking about that if you like or dislike something about someone else, it has relationship to what you like or hate about yourself.
Right.
So if I think that someone, like, irks me, then I think, well, I should be with them because I want to work on it with myself.
That's totally insane. You're right, it is insane. Because the ones who recognize it, that it's in yourself, what you need them for? All the problems in my mind, when I just need to deal with me. There's enough of me dealing with it in my own mind. I'm going to deal with it in your mind too. No.
And I thought, well, shucks, you know. And I'm thinking, well, if I embody really that loving, really embody love, then they'll probably not be attracted to me, right?
Yeah, the people who would cause you conflict just won't be attracted to you.
No.
Isn't that horrible? And because if most of the people around you make you miserable, you think you're going to be alone. You know what I'm saying? If you hear what I'm saying incorrectly, it'll look like you're going to be by yourself because everybody around you got issues. But the truth is, it's just the opposite. It's as you become more loving, you become more magnetic. And the last thing you worry about is being lonely, because you're always attracting people to you who want to spend time with you, who want to communicate with you, who want to do things with you, because you are so loving and they are similarly loving, or they would not even be attracted to you to begin with. They're so glad to see somebody that is as sane as they are or who are trying to be. They rush into your arms. It's like, oh my God, I'm so glad there's somebody out there beside me that really wants some love and wants some peace and think this is an insane place. for us to be so afraid of each other and scared of each other and attacking each other. I'm so glad I'm not the only one that thinks this is the most mad, this is a madhouse, but the madhouse is in my own mind. And so what I need to do is ask to have my own mind healed. And so the Course says to have your mind healed simply means you're going to ask that the fear in your mind be undone. Because the minute the fear in your mind is undone, there will be no fear in your perception. There won't be any fear in your world. Which is incredible. And that's what we can help do for each other. So thank you for helping me do that for myself. Can we acknowledge ourselves for being... We're awesome. Yeah. You know, because you could have been watching the princess, you could be like 10 aliens, you know, but y'all chose to come here and hear about your power. You did a physical gesture to show that you were willing to have a change in your life. And that's all the universe is asking for us to do with our bodies, is do some physical gesture that shows that we have some sincerity about what we're saying. And it took much more sincerity to get up, put on your clothes, get in your car, and drive over here than it would have been just to sit at home and think about connecting. You see what I'm saying? So you prove to your own self that you're sincere about what you want. And so now yourself knows you're sincere. And so you can't ask for anything sincerely as a child of God and not receive it. It's impossible. So I'm happy for us. Oh, okay, I'm going to do the love offering. Thank you for sharing with me, and I mean that from the bottom back out into the lab, okay? So take a breath, just kind of relax, and let yourself hear this, okay? I love this stuff. This is some good stuff, right? Thank you for the light. Thank you. When you're going to some place new, remember you haven't met anybody in the place before. Don't deal with them as if they're somebody from your past. Don't deal with me as if I'm somebody from your past. If somebody deals with you like you're somebody from their past, you have to look at them in the face and you might say, "Kiss my past." So ask yourself if you're dedicated and committed to the past in your relationship, or if you're going to allow yourself from this moment forward to be in the now. So I'd like you to do this for me right now. If you want to release your past, if you want to release your childhood, this is the way you do it, once and for all. I'm going to give you the way. Take this thought with you, and it will help you let go of your past in a positive way. It goes like this. Everything that happened in my past was for my own best interest. Everything that happened in my past was for my own best interest. Everything that happened in my past was for my own best interest, because it helped to make me the person that I am today. And the person that I am today is a person that wants to be more loving and wants to be happy and wants to be peaceful and wants to know my strength. What I went through in the past made me a person that wants to know real love and real truth and let myself be abundant and happy. So I'm going to bless my past by saying that it served its function. I'm going to bless my past by saying that it served its function. And the function of my past was to bring me to where I am right now. The function of your past was to bring you to the place where you are right now. You are at the branching of the road. You are standing at the branch of the road. Your past can no longer serve. The purpose of your past was to bring you to the point that you are right here, right now, today. Everything you've gone through, everything that's ever happened to you was to bring you to the spot you're at now, was to bring you to the spot you're on now, is to bring you to the spot you're on now, bring you to the spot you're on now. The point of power is the present. Your point of power is your present. Your point of power is your present. Your point of power is your present. My present is the point of power. Let's say that. My present is the point of power. My present is the point of power. Woo! My present is my point of power. That gets funky. My present is my point of power. My present is my point of power. My present is my point of power. We say the present is the point of power. The present is the point of power. And I want to ask you, whoever doesn't mind getting a little loud with me, get those who don't mind being a little loud. I'd like you to say it with me. Those who don't mind putting it out there, would you say the present is the point of power?
Yeah.
The present is the point of power.
Yeah.
My present is my point of power. Tell yourself, my present is my point of power.
Ooh.
My present is my point of power. Yeah. My present is my point of power. Just say your present. Your present is your point of power. We're going to say it for each other by saying, your present is your point of power.
Woo!
Your present is your point of power. In the end, you go, I set myself free. I set myself free. I set myself free. I set myself free. I set myself free right now. 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 We set ourselves 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 free right now. Set myself free right now. I set myself free right now. I set myself free right now. I set you free right now. 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 May the course be with you. See you next time.
Woo! Love it. Woo!
Wow. Clubs are available and you can get CDs.